Guess what? It's Halloween. I know. Look at me. I think I'm broke and dead. I think that's the whole entire message that I am today. Today is going to be super fun. We got mystery food. We're telling ghost stories. And we are going to be playing a very special game called Trick or Heat. So I hope you guys are all ready to start the show. So let's get started.
So, your 15 minutes of radio fame are over.
Your radio career is done.
So what do you do now?
Help!
Oh, I know.
You start a podcast.
It's the Radio Rejects.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Radio Rejects Live. We are live on the air, in your ear, and in your face. I want to say happy Halloween, everybody. What? That's right. Thank you, guys. Today is a special show because, A, it's not 2:30. It is 6 o'clock. This is probably our new time that we're going to do, but today is going to be fun. So I hope you saw the intro. We got mystery food. We are telling some ghost stories, and we are ending the show with a game called Trick or Heat. Uh-oh. But without further ado, I got to give some love to my man, Sean.
What's up? Wait a minute.
What's going on, brother? There we go. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Iron Man.
Tony.
Yes.
Tony Dark.
I'm Tony Spark in the hood.
What's going on, Sean?
What's up, y'all?
You doing good, man?
Man, happy Halloween to you guys.
Happy Halloween. You look awesome. Thank you.
Well, speaking of looking awesome, I got to show her on camera because no one's seen her yet.
Yes.
We got Nora Love. Hey, girl. We got Cleopatra in the house.
Cleopatra.
How are you, Nora?
I'm so good. I love Halloween. Halloween is like it's my favorite holiday aside from Thanksgiving and Christmas. So it's in there, but it's really fun.
Like, and Valentine's.
Right? And all of them. And St. Patrick's Day.
Any holiday that has to do with dressing up and food, I'm there.
Hi, Simon. Simon in the chat says hello.
Hi, Simon. Simon.
That's right. If you guys are actually watching, please, drop a like, share, because this podcast, we... Facebook likes to suppress us. Oh, do we even call that anymore, or should we just say Meta?
Meta.
Meta likes to suppress us.
Maybe Meta will like us better than Facebook.
Right?
I don't know. I'm in the metaverse right now.
There we go.
I don't know.
That was perfect. Meta's first superhero. Yeah.
So this is our first actual Halloween show. We're almost coming up on a year for Radio Rejects Live. This is our first Halloween show.
Yay.
So I thought today was going to be very fun. So I know if you want to see my face, you're probably wondering, what the hell is that? I'll zoom in just a little bit. let me tell you something. Don't buy makeup from Spirit, because that is probably the least quality stuff. And I had to have
Spirit is like the dollar yeah. tree.
Yeah,
of
yeah exactly.
No, but it's not a dollar. They have the nerve to be so expensive.
It was very expensive. And it didn't turn out very well, but Nora did something that she...
I did my best.
She did what she could. And plus, I had to come in here and fix everything and like... make everything nice. I'm sweating and picking my nose and
rubbing off my face. For a dead guy, you look okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'm dead and broke.
And they are predicting a zombie apocalypse, so you may be fitting the part.
Perfect. You got your disguise ready.
All right. And if those of you didn't know, Sean is Iron Man. He's Meta Man. Or you call it Meta Man. I think that.
Meta Man.
Meta Man.
Yes.
Try it. It's not working right now. Wait.
Oh, there he goes. He just knocked his. There we go.
Yeah. Makes me think of that superhero show Hancock. He's like a superhero, but he's drunk all the time.
So yes.
Yeah, that's me. But hi,
we need Meta Man. I like Meta Man.
Meta Man is cool.
Right.
Well, guys, hey, I want to thank you all for tuning in, because today is going to be very special. But first, our very first thing that we love to do is eat. And so, actually, Nora actually had somebody in, but I guess they ghosted her.
They ghosted me. So I know.
I had to come through, and let me just tell you.
It's Halloween. It's probably fitting. Why.
Maybe they're really, really busy.
Yeah, a little bit, whatever. But let me just tell you. So I was maybe 2:30 in the morning, scrolling through Uber Eats. and was like, and literally I just closed my eyes and stopped. And I picked this place and I hope it's good. Let me ask you guys, have you ever had something called a bow? Bow.
I've had a bowel movement.
Yes.
Wait, I'm not going to lie. When you said that, I thought that's what you were talking about when you first brought it up, when you were like, have you ever had a bow? And I was like,
bowel movements?
No. I'm going to knock it. I'm not going to knock it until I try it, though.
So it's B-A-O. B-A-O is what the name of it is. There's a place called King Bow is what we got. You guys want to hold yourself up to the camera there.
I've heard that these are really good. Wow.
So Nora, actually, let me zoom in on Nora here. Nora, there you go. You see that?
Nice.
Oh, you're freezing. I don't know why.
They do look amazing, bro. I'm not going to lie.
They do, right? And they smell so good.
They smell so good. What are these? All right, so one of them is chicken and the other one is raised pork or beef. Raised pork.
Is the bao the what it's like wrapped in, whatever this is?
Right, like the tortilla type. Yeah. What, you know, do you know what it is? Like, do you know what it's made of?
No.
It feels like...
This is literally mystery, random. It looks like dough.
It's so different. Because it's like spongy like dough, but also like fluffy.
So I got a fish one.
Okay.
We have chicken and what is this, pork?
Chicken, pork, and a fish.
Okay.
So here we go. First try. We're trying King Bao. Give your honest opinions. If you don't like it, I mean, they're not a sponsor.
So we're trying the chicken first? Okay, I'll try the chicken.
Go ahead. Take a bite, guys. Okay. Any thoughts?
Bow.
It's almost like this bread doesn't have any flavor. The bread doesn't taste like
the bread doesn't. The sauce is good. Mm-hmm.
The bread tastes very veganish.
Yeah. It tastes
But that's good.
Doughy.
Now the fish is really good.
All right,
I didn't know how small these were. These were super small.
They are. They're really tiny.
You eat like 7 of these things. Sean, right?
I mean, they're stuffed pretty good
as an appetizer.
Yeah,
no, they are pretty stuffed.
They got a lot of shit in them.
They are pretty stuffed. So maybe when you finish one or two of them, you'll feel a little different.
So Blair is saying that bao is a steamed bun. So that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it tastes pretty awesome.
That pork one is really good.
And I like the sauce they put with the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Is yours spicy or no?
No, I don't think so. Neither one of them is really spicy.
It has a hint of spice to it. So but everything else like levels it out, so I like it.
Uh-oh, I just wiped my face. I forgot.
I look
at my napkin, and I'm like,
you're half a dead man now. He's coming back to life.
I'm like, well, no.
I have a friend that we were at many, many years ago, before I had too many kids to be able to ever go out and do anything. I had a friend that went with me to a Halloween party, and then she comes back with her face like covered in like black and makeup and everything. And then here comes this guy walking up next to her dressed like a skull, and his half of his makeup is gone. They're making out.
Oh no.
Yeah. And but she had his skull makeup all over her face though. And both of them are just looking like, what are you guys looking at?
We weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Like his face is on your face.
What are you looking at?
I was just helping her look for her purse.
on her mouth. Wow. Okay. So I'm going to say I like it. And I like grouper. And I
like it a lot too.
I did get some, I got some tots too, but I was hungry earlier. So I started eating them. Pork. But so the pork is actually called Glenree. Do you know why it's called Glenree?
Why?
You guys ever watch Walking Dead?
Kind of. A few times. Not really. I mean, I know of it.
So one of the characters' name was Glenn, and he had his head bashed in, and that's what his head looked like.
Ew.
That's what it's called. I'm not even joking.
me and my son loves horror movies. We were watching some movie. Oh no, we watched the I Know What You Did Last Summer series, the new series.
Wait, there's a new?
Yeah, it's on Prime, on Amazon Prime. It's like it's only 6 episodes. Let me tell you, first of all, it was very like, I don't know, stimulating, I guess. But the kids are idiots. Like it was one of those where you're like, really, really, you're gonna talk that loud outside of the crazy person's house and check your phone while you're at it.
I think all horror movies have that element of dumbassery.
Right, yeah. Like, right? You guys are all definitely going to get murdered because of all of your actions.
So,
listen, I give both of these like a 10. I'm not going to lie.
You loved it?
Yeah.
Nora, thumbs up?
I really did.
I like the pork one better than the chicken one.
Do you need something? You need the paper towels?
Mm-hmm. I'm messy.
Hold on. I'm coming. Talk, Sean.
I really hope that people enjoy watching me eat because I'm not really like, you know when people are watching you, you're like, oh, let me take a little bites and like not get it. I'm not ever doing that. I'm like, meh.
And people would just
shoving my face.
Yeah, they're saying to themselves at home, probably like, just take a real bite, damn it.
Like, I would love to do those mukbang things. I'm so jealous of people who do mukbang.
Well, yeah, shout out to V. V is the mukbang queen.
Oh, man.
V!
Just to, for people to watch you, like, eat stuff, and then you can get paid and endorsements and sponsorships for it. Just eat food. That sounds amazing.
That's every morning show in America. Like, good morning, America. Good morning. Give it up for Chef Juan. What are you here for, Chef Juan? Well, today, you know, I cook rice and beans and a little bit of pork chicken and this and pulled pork. You know, my grandma calls it este papa rellena. And, you know, and then they all eat. And only like the, the front part of the audience gets to eat.
Gets a plate. Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
The rest of the audience behind them is like...
That's so funny. It? That's messed up.
Yeah.
Sean, did you guys do that a lot at Power?
Excuse me?
Did you have a lot of celebrity guests come in for like food?
Man, we did. We did have a lot of celebrity guests. We were blessed, you know, to be there for so long. You had a lot of celebrity guests, like especially like startups and new businesses that came out. And you know, shout out to Edible Arrangements. They always came out and, you know, like took us things in the morning, you know, as a thank you. And, you know, yeah. So it was pretty fun and cool, man. So no complaints there. But, yeah, we met a lot of people that started a lot of restaurants. A lot of them, again, because of COVID or whatnot, are not around. And a lot of them got a lot stronger because of COVID. Mm.
That's so true. Interesting. Some people really thrived through it and others, like, crumbled.
Yeah. It was just, I think it was the attitude of the owners. You know what I mean? And the employees.
I mean, look at John. John from Badass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they took an issue that they had with the Winter Park one, molded that into their opening area down here.
Right.
So, I mean.
And they're expanding.
Yes. So that's great. I want to give a shout out to John, too. Yeah, because that dude is always busy. Yeah, but he sends me text messages almost every day. Hey, man, thank you for having me.
Because he got some badass sandwiches.
What's up, John? I'm going to come see you soon.
For real.
Heck yeah, man. So I am impressed. I am impressed with King Bao. Mm-hmm. Movement.
Likewise.
Thumbs up. I ate more of the chicken one and now it gets a higher score from you now.
Yeah, we've only ever had, I think, one time something was bad.
Yeah, what was that?
And what was that?
It was wings from Buffalo Wild Wings.
I wasn't here for that one.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, thank God. I came in with the Wing Kings. When we did Wing Kings, you know, rest in peace to Wing Kings. They're no longer with us.
Still, that was one of the best wings I've ever had.
They were. Shout out to Chef Heidi. Because she was the one responsible, you know, for the recipe and everything. And
we should find out where she's making wings now.
Who knows? It may be coming back.
Hey, now.
I don't know about the same name, but it may be coming back.
Call it Wing Queens.
Hey. Hey.
They would get a lot of business.
Uh-huh.
Or we can make a food truck. This is all flats. Because for some reason, people just love flats.
I'm a flats expert now.
Sean, what are you? You a wing? You a flats or you a drum?
No, I love flats. I mean, I like drums. I don't discriminate. You know, I'll take chicken the way it comes. But if I could choose, I'll take flats all day.
Yeah. I was a drum person until you guys taught me the trick, and now I'm like all about it. TJ brought home some wings last night.
The umbrella
night.
Method.
Yeah, and I was like, I feel so proud of myself every time. I'm like, all of it, I got it all.
I feel bad because I can't. I don't think I can renege on that because I've been pretty adamant about always eating drums. Like drums are my thing, and then like I started doing the umbrella thing. I was like, so then I started sneaking some from my wife's. Just like, let me get some of yours. And then when she orders wings, I was like, hey, I was like, don't even bother about saying give me all drums. Just I'll take whatever you get. Just trying to like play it off like I don't care. Well,
uh-huh. Why do they have drums in with wings anyways? They're not wings.
Because they're part of the wing.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that kind of counts.
Yeah, that's why.
It's not the wing though.
No, but yeah. So King Bao, give everybody thumbs up.
King Bao, so good.
I'm down.
Right. So guys, it's Halloween.
I'm down with Bao.
It's Halloween, and there's a lot of Halloween traditions that people love to do, and obviously watch movies and trick-or-treat. I didn't really trick-or-treat that much when I was younger because we were super Christian, and my mom didn't want any of that.
Same.
So we trick-or-treated all the time, man. Well, we did one thing. Let me tell you something real quick. In New York, in Brooklyn, on the 30th. It was called Night of Mischief.
Mm-hmm.
Devil's Night.
Yeah.
I didn't get to participate, but I always wanted to.
Right, so, you know, if you didn't get to do this, but you know what it is, like you get to, you know, you go around and you get eggs and, toilet paper. You get like shaving cream, you know, the shutters. You shaving cream the shutters. Of course, you could wash it off or whatnot.
Yeah.
And eggs, you could wash that off too or whatnot. But still, that night, no one's safe. As no one's safe. You get hit.
So like, it was the purge, essentially.
Yes, it was. It's like a purge in all of New York. Like
with eggs and toilet paper, though. Like, at least I can handle that kind of purge.
Right.
Well, no. But yeah, with Halloween traditions, people love to rank the best Halloween villains. And I think I saw an article on a website that said Jason Voorhees was the best. Do you guys agree with that, or do you guys have a different opinion? Who's the best horror icon? What about you? You watching the chat. Who do you think is the best horror icon?
I don't know. That's a really hard one because I don't like horror movies. So, and like Jason, I'm like, wait, which one is he? I know he wears a mask.
Jason is the...
But like he wears the mask with the holes in it, right? The ones look like Crocs.
A hockey mask, yes. Did you just say Crocs? Yeah. He has Crocs on his face.
He has Crocs on his face.
No.
Jason, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, I will say the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy because that's still a movie that I cannot watch. Like, I can't get through that movie.
And that's who I played in a movie.
That's right.
I actually was Leatherface, and I actually fought Michael Myers. I won't bore you guys with that video, but watch it on YouTube. It's awesome.
That sounds pretty cool. Now, yeah. I don't like the slasher killers because to me that's like more realistic than the paranormal.
But how
stuff.
Dumb people are though! I think the paranormal stuff is more real than killer slasher.
I couldn't watch Exorcist by myself.
No, did you see the Halloween?
I don't know the first one.
I've seen that one.
Oh, I couldn't watch it by myself when I was younger.
Yeah.
There's no way.
So Blair says it's Freddy Krueger.
Oh yeah, Freddy.
In your dreams, right? Freddy's the one in your dreams, right?
Yeah.
All right, so
Freddy's coming for you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, I couldn't. So, did you see Halloween Kills? Did you see the new Halloween?
I have not seen that. I heard it wasn't great.
I have mixed feelings on it because I think with certain movies like these slasher type movies, you have to have some sort of suspension of disbelief. You know what I'm saying? Like how stupid people are.
Yeah.
But with Halloween Kills, the whole town of Haddonfield is trying to kill Michael Myers, right?
Really?
And there's this one scene where everybody is surrounding him. They all have, like, makeshift weapons. This one chick is holding a damn iron. He literally just killed 40 people. And she's like,
she's going to come after him with an iron.
Fold your laundry. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. I mean, I guess
I'm going to give you creases in your pants.
I guess in a state of panic, you just grab whatever you can find. But, yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, so I'm not a fan of Michael Myers because that's who I actually fought in the movie I was in. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it's time for Netflix and
Chill.
We don't even know what this one is, so it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on over, baby. We just go on Netflix and chill. All
right. Yeah. So Netflix and chill. And the crazy thing is, you guys already know, I've kind of always watched these movies anyway. Mm-hmm. Like horror, demonic, you know, all weird types of movies. You know what I'm saying? But like this one is the first movie that I would say that I did not see. But I keep getting advertisement for it on Netflix. They're pushing it and pushing it because it is Netflix produced. But it's a part of a trilogy.
Okay.
Right? So the movie is called Fear Street. You guys ever heard of it?
Yes. I watched all three with my son.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's watch the trailer for Fear Street.
There was a time when things were good on Shady Side. Shady Side!
You guys are watching. Please drop a like.
That's all gone.
Share the podcast, baby. I don't know what around with the skeleton hand, yeah.
Hello?
Still alive.
Who is this?
It's happening again.
That's your vehicle warranty.
Tonight is Sunnyvale versus Shadyside. Red versus blue, good versus evil. Recommencicate!
They have short and short time.
I hope they don't block us for this song.
Are you okay? That was 1978, 5,937 days ago.
Shadyside, a history of horror has earned it the nickname Killer Capital USA.
Nobody knows.
Shadyside Hall.
These massacres happen in Shadyside.
Who's the president? Eminem?
You were the only person who survived. How do we end this? You have to go back to where it all started.
1666.
What? 1666, really?
666. You know they have to throw that in there.
Feast on our misdeeds.
If they want a witch.
Witches! Witches!
Okay, okay.
Curse this tome.
I'm feeling it.
Forever. It's been 3 centuries. It stops here. It stops with us. Who the hell was that?
How should I know? She was hot.
What?
The bitch seemed normal.
Amazing observation. Your best chance.
This right. One of them.
Funny.
She could dislocate her jaw. How can I say no?
I thought all girls could do that.
The devil is in me.
Can you see she's fighting these things? I wanna win.
Try not to die.
Welcome to the suck.
Come back from that, mother.
That's good.
Oh. All right, so that is Fear Street, the trilogy. I haven't seen any of them, so this is something that I plan on watching tonight.
You should. You'll like them.
Yes?
It was way more, like, realistic in the way that the kids responded and acted to the crisis that was going on. Like, it was like, edge of your seat. Like, you're right there with them. Like, it was way better than I Know You Did Last Summer.
Well, good, because I think that you got to have some sort of sense of suspense of disbelief, but just some of it is just stupid.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, like, where's your sense of
I mean, Sean was killed in a horror movie.
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah. Yes.
Which one?
It was an independent fan film that we did here a while back. That's with so cool. A few friends. It was a Jason fan film, Jason Friday the 13th.
We were killed by Jason?
We got about films. Yes, shout out to Jerry and all these guys. Yeah. So we were trying to kill him. So he picked me up, threw me on the ground, and stabbed me with a bat.
With a bat?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Was it like sharp or just like a blunt bat?
Yeah, because I hit him before that and I broke the bat on him. So then after that, he grabbed it and then he stabbed me.
If you still got it, share it in the group. I think people will still want
to
see that.
Done.
We'll
do that today.
That's badass. Both of you guys are horror actors.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
It's time for you. You could be Cleopatra.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of work. I could be Cleopatra. Cleopatra just lays there.
You actually look more like Cleopatra than who they casted.
Just think somebody with the
head. Well, I'm actually brown.
Yeah, so I was like, you're not just some white lady with the English accent. This Cleopatra. Whitewash.
Yeah. Like, come on. She has a freaking British accent. How is she supposed to be Cleopatra? Anyway.
Well, guys, since in the whole spirit of Halloween, I wanted to discuss some things with you guys that, in my point of view, are true, but I want to hear your point of view, is ghost stories, because I think everybody has a ghost story.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sean, you got a ghost story, right? He's like, I'm eating.
I already finished mine.
Okay. So, who should go? You want me to go first?
If you want, or I can.
I'm going to go first, Nora. Nora, I think you should go first.
Ooh,
I'm going
to
zoom. I'm going to keep this music, though. Is that cool?
Yeah, the music. I like the music. It adds spooky ambiance.
Yeah.
Okay, so my ghost story. I don't know how many years ago. It was a while ago. I was younger. And I was married at the time with my ex-husband. And we were living with some friends of his. And they had kids that were close to my kids' age. So I had my two kids, my two boys. They were younger, probably in like the 9 and 6, 5, I don't know, somewhere around there. But her kids were around the same age. They all would sleep upstairs.
Okay.
And us grown-ups, like, after the kids would go to bed, we would hang out downstairs and watch movies and stuff. And like,
drink.
Well, yeah, have our, like, grown-up time, hang out. Like, it was two couples, so, like, it
was cool. Orgy.
No, we didn't like them that much. But we would hang out and, like, have drinks. We would listen to music or, like, watch movies or whatever, just, like, hang out. And the kids would always just be upstairs chilling. Well, we actually put them to bed because they were young enough to actually be put to bed. But what would happen, all of a sudden, we heard the kids running back and forth upstairs across the hallway. So we'd yell, like, go to bed. So
it's like footsteps and stuff?
Yeah, like footsteps, okay. Footsteps and giggling. Like noise. Like, it literally sounded like there were not just one kid, but, like, two kids at least, like, running up back and forth down the hallway and, like, giggling. So we thought, okay, they're awake, they're out of bed, they're playing. So we would take turns. And I don't remember who did it the first time, but one of us would go upstairs, go check on them. And I think it was my ex-husband that did it the first time. Went upstairs, checked him. He came downstairs and he was like, they are all dead asleep. Like, nobody's.
I thought you just
They're all dead. Oh my God. No, my children are still alive. Their children are still alive. Everyone's fine, but they were asleep. They were knocked out asleep. Nobody was running or up and down the hallway. Nobody was giggling. So he came downstairs. He's like, they're asleep. That's really weird. So of course we're already kind of freaked out. We're like, okay, well maybe they just went back to bed after we yelled at them.
Mm, okay.
It happened again. We hear the footsteps running back and forth. We hear the giggling. We hear whatever. I go upstairs. I go. It's like, oh my God, that's so freaky. But yes, it was just like that. Literally. And so I go upstairs and I'm thinking for sure I'm gonna see my like older son out of bed, like running and nothing. Everybody's in bed. Everybody's asleep. The doors are even still closed, like totally dead sleep, right? So this happened. Like by this time, you have four grown adults that are sitting on the couch. Like, we don't want to go to bed. We
turned crap.
We turned on the lights. Like,
put it on Fox News.
That's scarier than anything else. No, but it kept, we like stayed awake till the sun came up, right? So this happened about 2 or 3 days in a row. Every night after you put the kids to bed, we know for sure they're asleep. We were watching TV and we would hear footsteps running up and down the hallway,
like,
upstairs.
Like thick, like dunk, dunk.
No, like kids, dunk. Like kids, like light footsteps, you know, but you can, yeah, like where you hear and hear little giggles and little noises. And so for 3 days, this happened.
13 days?
3 days.
Oh,
three
you
days.
Said 13. I would have got that.
No, for 3 nights this happened. And so I went to work one day, I come home and my, our roommate, my boyfriend's friend's wife or whatever tells us that her neighbor comes over and says, hey, my daughter says that the last time she was here hanging out with your daughter, that imaginary friend never came home. this grown woman from next door comes over with her daughter and is like rolling her eyes like, my daughter said that her imaginary friend is missing. She thinks that she came over here with her when she came to spend the night, and she just wants to look around. And she was like, okay.
How do you find an imaginary friend?
I guess it's not imaginary.
Well, so the little girl goes upstairs and she walks around or whatever. And so I tell her, for some reason, like, I got this instant feeling. I was like, imaginary friend? And I just got this, like, image in my head of, like, a little girl with brown hair. And, like, I described it. I was like, why am I getting this image in my head? And my friend just turned white and she goes, that's exactly what the girl's mom says that her little girl says that her imaginary friend looks like. That she's a little girl just like her, has long brown hair and like wears a long dress or whatever. And like all of us, like I'm getting like goosebumps just talking
her
about
name
it.
Her name is Abigail.
All of us we were all so freaked out. And so she's like, yeah, so they went home and it stopped after that night. We didn't hear the footsteps or anything anymore. It was so freaky.
So the imaginary friend got lost in the house.
I guess so.
And she was trying to make noise.
I don't know.
To say, help me.
Yeah.
She probably had a fight with the little girl. The little girl, you stay here. I'm leaving with my daddy. And
well, yeah. So the little girl, the neighbor's little girl left her imaginary friend over at our house. And the imaginary friend was upstairs playing while our kids were sleeping for 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sean, can you top freaky. That? You got a ghost story for us?
Well.
Oh, Lord.
It all started when I went to a friend's house.
No, so all throughout, maybe like when I out of high school, my senior year, and then all throughout like my first year of college, I always had these type of situations where I would wake up, right? I'd be up.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get up.
Sleep.
Oh,
I couldn't
no.
move. Right? And it felt like something was holding me down. Right? Yeah. And I still, like, in high school, I lived with my mom and whatnot. So she would come into the room sometimes. And, like, all that I can control was, like, my breathing. Oh, my and gosh. I remember one time going, like, just to have her, like, move me and, like, shake me to, like, wake me up or whatever, you know, move whatever it was. And I remember her saying, look at this kid. He must be having a nightmare. He's just like
you could
breathing.
See, like, you could see her, and
I know I couldn't see her. I could just hear her. Okay. You know, because I was like, I was doing the breathing on purpose, just
to
so she could
get her attention.
Oh yeah, because I couldn't move. Something was holding me down.
Yeah.
And then, like every time, honestly, every time I would like start like praying, it would disappear. It would just leave. It would. So then one day, I'm at my buddy's house, Vic Latino, who I used to do the show with before Obi.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
On the radio station, you know. Yes. Shout out to Vic Latino, huge influence, you know, mentor, amazing guy. So I'm in his house in Long Island. He invited me over. You know, we're doing a bunch of stuff that weekend. He has a bunch of concerts going on. And I'm staying at his house. I'm staying in his daughter's bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm sleeping. It's like 5 in the morning. Not even. It's like 4 in the morning. Still dark. 4:30. And then same thing. I feel like that same thing. And I'm kind of up. And I feel something on the pillow. Like on this side. Like on the pillow. Just goes like.
Stop.
On that side of the pillow. And then it goes to the other side of the pillow, right? And then I feel it like jump off the bed. And I can't move.
Yeah, rats?
No, I don't know what it was. And it said this twice. The first time it was like, hey. And then it goes, hey.
Oh my God, that's gonna be.
And then I was like, please God. I woke up.
Ugh.
It was gone.
A sleep paralysis.
I couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh my God.
Hell no.
I didn't want to go back to sleep.
I could not. Listen, I was like, yeah, I opened the blinds. Like, sun's coming up. I said, we're supposed to go somewhere at 7. Listen.
The voice thing. Oh, no. It's crazy.
Never again. It happened to me a few more. Not the voice thing.
Yeah.
But just the whole down thing. But it kind of like just faded away, I guess.
Yeah. So it's sleep paralysis. And then, I mean, I honestly do believe in demons and like dark energies. And I do think that sometimes they try. Like they try to get in there.
You're a bruja.
Especially in situations like that when you're like in that in-between sleep and awake.
Oh, yeah.
State
and if you're not strong, if you give up.
Absolutely.
Or like, I'm just trying to fight.
I've had the same experience not, but they didn't, it whatever it was, didn't make the noise like that. What I felt, the only thing I can describe it as, because I was frozen, I couldn't move. Mm. What I felt was, the only thing I can describe it felt like a cat, like a big, hot, heavy, furry creature. And I felt it come up from under the bed and it like started to like come over my body and I could feel the like it felt like fur and it felt hot and it was really heavy and it was like pressing onto me and it was like almost like it was trying to smother me and I could feel a breath in my ear.
Oh my god.
And what happened was I tried to force a scream out as hard as I could. I guess eventually I got the scream out. Oof. My mom comes like running from her bedroom out into the living room and shook me awake and then I woke up. So this whole time I was asleep, but then when she shook me, I finally woke up and I was like crying hysterically and my whole like face inside was like red. Like it was red and like hot to the touch. It was so freaky.
Wow.
You had different hairs in your ear. Like,
what is this? it's freaky. I still get it sometimes. I scare the shit out of TJ every now and then because I'll get a sleep paralysis like that where you see like the demon creature, like you can see it in the corner of the room or see the eyes like staring at you.
It's your clothes looking back at you like.
But like, and, you know, and I do my own version of praying, but like I will sometimes just scream at it and I'll tell it in my state of mind, like, go away, leave me alone, go away. And I'll be saying it out loud in the middle of the night and TJ will wake up and be like, what the hell?
Hey, what are you doing, babe? Go back to sleep.
No, it freaks him out.
Wow.
Like it, because freaky. That's freaky. Well, the voice would do me in.
So I had to dig through, maybe this is why I like these type of movies because I've experienced these things. Multiple times.
Yeah.
And Scout's Honor, everything you're about to hear is true to my recollection. Gosh. Okay. I'm not exaggerating one bit. All right. So first story, I even have the picture of the house because this house was so bad. We only lived there for 3 months. It was that bad. And this is in Virginia. Okay. And so I'll tell you.
3 months, but it was exactly 66 days and 6 hours.
Right? Here's the house in Virginia. Okay.
It's got a red door.
It's got a red door.
And
you have
money.
Yeah, it's a big house. This house used to be an orphanage.
Oh
my goodness.
And I don't know if you can see to the left, there's a lake back there. And on the right, the driveway, you see the driveway? Mm-hmm. It used to go down to the lake. Okay, can you see that, Sean? You guys can see that?
Here on the side, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, 7 people have lived there the year prior. That's how bad it was. We didn't know about this, right? We didn't know it was an orphanage. We didn't know any of this stuff. So, we got it as for a steal.
I'm sure.
Wonder why. So, the very first night, we should have took this as a sign. But the entire city's sewage got backed up and it found an outlet into our house.
Oh my God.
So everywhere where there's a pipe, raw sewage. So came out to the bathroom walls, the tub,
man.
The everything.
Your place was the shit.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that was the very first night. We should have took that as a sign. One other time.
That's like straight out of a horror movie. Yes. Yeah, that's a sign.
This was the day before Christmas, right? My sister and I are watching TV, and the stove fan cuts on, right? Just we think nothing of it. I cut it off, go back down, go back to watch TV. Cuts on again. I'm like, what the hell? Turn it off. Go back. Cuts on again. Then I go get my dad. I'm like, Dad, what's going on with this? So he comes out of the bedroom, and I shit you not, guys. Literally, a flame went from the stove. It was super quick. I should call my sister and have her talk to you about this, but it literally went super, super quick. Gigantic flame just vroom, right in.
We're and like, the gas was off.
Just gas was off. And my dad saw this. I mean, my dad's not here anymore, but he could confirm that. He saw it, right? And the same day, we were still watching TV, and I had the remote in my hand. And someone smacked the remote from my hand, but it went in a completely opposite direction. I would have had to throw it. You would have had to see me do that to... Mm-hmm. To throw it, slipped out of my hand. Now, I did mention that it used to be an orphanage. One of the kids drowned in the backyard, right? One of the kids drowned in the backyard. I think 16 years prior than that. And the you don't see in the picture, but the windows had bars on them. When we were there, the windows had bars on them. And I think the orphanage had special rooms in between the walls, so you could walk from one room and get to every single room behind the walls.
That is weird.
Yes. What?
They were doing some sketchy shit in there.
It was so weird. But I used to go in there and scare my sister all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Like, but I don't know what it was there, but there was still some stuff there. I guess from previous people, they just left stuff. Right. My sister said she saw something crawl on the floor one time, like towards her. And she had the room that was above the garage. Right. It was gigantic. It was probably about as big as office because it was over the garage. And so she said she would see, it looked like the floor was moving, like something was moving towards her, like in waves, like that. And I would see my toys would be in different places throughout the room. I thought it was like Toy Story because it was like 97 when I lived there. So this was a long time ago.
You're just thinking, oh, my toys 10. Are coming to life. Yeah.
They would literally be in different places. Different places.
And there were ghost children playing with your toys.
I thought it was super cool. I was like, all right. You know when Toy Story happened.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody was like
trying to close the door and see.
You guys have fun while I'm gone.
Right? And the whole entire time, my mom was sick the whole entire time. You know, she's super religious, all that stuff. I think something was in that house.
Yeah.
There's so many other stories I probably forgot about. But I'll tell you one more story before we go to the next segment. And this happened. The ones that you experience with somebody else validates it even more. Because if it was just you by yourself, people would...
And you would doubt yourself. Yeah, and you would doubt yourself too. Right? But when somebody else is experiencing the same thing, there's no question.
Yeah. So this is we were in Colonial Williamsburg. And this is in Virginia, right? A lot of things happen there, right? We're cleaning out office buildings at night, right? Me and my friend Mike, right? And so he's on one side of the building. I'm on the other side of the building, right? And we work our way to the middle, you know, to get finished, right? I'm on one side, and I see somebody walk to one of the offices, like, just literally in the corner of my eyes. And then I'm like, Mike, was that you? He's like, no, he's all the way on the other side of the building. I'm like, we need to go check, make sure no one's here. So we go to the room. It's a call center, right? There's nobody there. The door's locked. I'm like, okay. Right? So we both are walking out, and we both see a shadow go towards their break room at the end of the building. All right. And we're dumb. We're like 18 or 19. Right, let's go check it out.
Oh, who called the stripper? Who called the stripper?
Let's go check it out. So we go into the kitchen, the break room, and it smells so bad in there. It smells so, yes, like nasty sulfur. Farts, right? Mm. And so then I forgot what we saw. I think we saw something go into the bathroom. And so
explains the nasty farts. Probably had
right?
to go
exactly.
They had to go to the bathroom.
So we go and then we flip the light switch on and there's like a shadow. If you figure, and we both run. I am not lying one bit, Mike. If you're watching this, please comment below. I'll tag you after the video, but please comment below. Please validate this for me. But we both ran out of that building, And that's the first time I ever actually smelled something.
Yeah.
And now when you do a little research, you say, oh, that's like,
demon.
Yeah, like oh man, that's like some sulfur smell and all that stuff. But yeah, ghost stories. You guys got a good
demon
ghost story.
Got a poop too.
I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight. Oh man.
Yeah, but no, weird. I honestly think now that as I'm older, I do think that there is life beyond our realm. I don't think it's like how Christians say it is, where there's like holy man and the holy white guy in the sky. You know what I mean?
Sky daddy.
Yeah, I don't think there's sky daddy. I don't think there's sky daddy or evil daddy below. I don't think any. I think it's different, but I do think that there are certain dimensions or certain planes in the universe that sometimes.
For sure.
There's
a lot we just don't know. Yeah. There's so much out there. I mean, we don't know. We've barely scratched the surface of what's out in space. Like, how could we possibly say for sure?
We haven't even looked at our ocean.
Right? Like, there's no way to know. And I think there's way too many things that happen that people have experienced. Like, people who have had near-death experiences that have come out of their bodies and floated above and seen everything the doctors were doing and could detail things that nobody would ever, no one would know if they weren't in the room with them. Like, there's so much evidence
and
of it.
And it all can't just be BS, you know what I'm saying? Same thing with like aliens. I think there's aliens. Of course, there's got to be. Look how big our universe is. You know what I'm saying? So I think that all that is true. And if you have a story that you want to share, you know, share at the Rejects table. That's definitely something that we would love to hear. But before we get into our next segment, I got to show some love for the brand that shows me love, and that is Switcher Studio. Hi, guys. Yeah, Switcher Studio helps me do everything that I do here. And what I mean by that, I am the podcast doctor. I produce podcasts for small businesses, for everyday people. Step your live stream game up. We can do everything. We got multiple cameras here. We got all the audio effects, and Switcher Studio helps me provide that. So if you actually go to their website, we got switcherstudio.com, use the promo code podcast doctor. You can have one whole month for free. And that's a huge value, especially if you're just wanted to dip your toes and seeing what production is like. So you guys ready for the final segment of today's show? Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Of course. Maybe.
I don't think they're ready for Trick or Heat. All right, guys. You hear that sigh from Sean?
Oh, man. There's two hot things on there.
That is correct. Okay, so, Sean, let's see. Take a look at that, guys. You see what that is? That is a pinwheel with various snacks and goodies, and there's a couple of them that are up there that are hot. One of them is the world's hottest chocolate, and the other one are the Death Nuts. Now, if you are a fan of Radio Rejects Live, you have seen me and Shireen conquer the Death Nuts. You have seen Shireen eat the Nitro Gummies.
Congratulations.
You have seen me eat the One Chip Challenge, but you have not seen me eat the world's hottest chocolate. And I will say, it is hot. But is it hotter than the other ones? Well, we'll find out. So how are we going to play this game? Obviously, real simple. You just take a spin on the wheel, and you get to eat whatever that you land on. Now, if one of us takes one out and you land on it again, the other one, just spin again.
How many times are we spinning?
One.
Okay.
One time. So you may not get neither of them. Neither of the hot things.
I was going to say, what if nobody gets the hot thing?
So then we all get tricks. Treats.
Who's first? How do we determine that one?
You go first. You're closest. But Sean, Sean, you're going to spin
go
for
first,
me.
Or ladies first?
Okay.
All right. Sean. Sean, do you want to spin for her?
Yeah, spin for me. So all I'm right, not sure. Like, so now Sean,
I don't want to like.
Because watch, it's going to land on the hot thing.
Yeah, like, I don't want to land on the hot thing. And then it's like, you want to just, here. All
right. Okay.
Now, hold on. Like, I'll bring it over to my side.
Okay.
Hold on. You change the camera angle.
Wait, no, I can. Look, they can see it in mine.
Do you want me to just like lean over the table? Okay, ready?
Sean, put it in front of you.
Oh, I got a Snickers.
Snickers.
Wait, it has to go one full time around.
Yeah.
Though, right?
Okay, I got it.
Hold on. Put it down.
Okay.
or just good. Put it back where it was.
Well, she can't reach that far.
I was gonna say,
this is reminding me of Wheel of Fortune. Their last show, they did Candyman. It was like a movie saying or whatever, and it was Candyman four times. And the person had to say it.
Yes, there you go.
All right, so Nora, give it a good spin because there's weight up there. So you got to give it a good spin. All right, here we go. right, Nora
so
got
close. Oh. Oh, so close.
What is that? What is that?
It's a Twix.
All right, go ahead and take your prize. All right, Mr. Sean.
No heartburn for me tonight.
All right, here we go. Snickers!
Yes.
Now watch. Now watch me end up having to do this damn thing again.
Not going anywhere for a while.
All right, Sean.
I just want to know who came up with it. Hot.
You want me to spin it for you? Chocolate. Sure.
Yeah, because I'm not walking over there. But give it a good spin here.
There you go. I'm gonna give it one of those Price is Right spins. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go. All right. It is Reese's. Yes. Looks like no one has to eat anything hot today. All right. Man. Should we do one more spin?
If you want to. Want to do one more?
Oh, man.
Guys, do you want to do one more spin?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh,
you got nothing. All right.
It was not meant to be.
Does she have to go again, though? Because she got nothing?
We already did. So, Sean, do it. If you want to do it, try it again. Here we go.
Look, Steve.
Hey! You got so close.
It was not meant to be.
All right.
I'll take it.
Here we go, guys.
One more for you.
One more for Phil. Uh-oh.
Nope.
Phil!
No, okay. No spicy tonight.
Well, I guess.
Oh!
Hey, wait a second. Well, I will save that for another day. You guys want, unless you want, y'all want to eat it.
Well, we still, no, I'm good.
You want to try it though?
I mean, I guess we still have to do like a spicy, like a day that's dedicated to spicy at some point.
Yeah. No, but Nora, don't you have a couple of Halloween?
I do. So for this week's Now You Know with Nora segment. Hi guys, by the way. Oh, I love my little intro. All right. So I am Nora Love, and this is Now You Know with Nora. I am your local real estate agent, and I love sharing fun facts and things I learn about other local businesses and establishments that are all here in Orlando. So if you're a business owner or entrepreneur and you would like to share a little bit about your business on the show in the Now You Know with Nora segment, hit me up. DM me Nora Loves Orlando on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. I would love to have you on. Ask you some questions, get to know about your business. And then you get to share it to all of our thousands and thousands of viewers and listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Since I don't have anybody on tonight, I'm going to share a couple of fun facts about some hot spots, favorite local spots in Orlando that are haunted. And you probably didn't know about it.
Pine Hills.
Yeah, Sunnyland.
Pine Hills gets a bad rap, man. I was just over there at my friend's house the other day. And it was such a nice neighborhood. It was like a family neighborhood.
I live in Pine Hills and it's fine.
Right? Like, I know there's some places that are like.
I did hear 10 gunshots Friday night. And I'm not even exaggerating. I counted 10. Like, pop, 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 pop. Hold on. Reloading.
Oh, no.
Pop, 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 pop. Okay, 10. He's done.
That was a birthday party. Yeah, I was there.
Right? And it was the night before Halloween. Like, on holidays, that's like kind of to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first one, and there's only two that I'm going to talk about, but this is a popular burger joint in downtown Orlando, actually right off of Church Street that a lot of people I'm sure know about. It's Hamburger Mary's.
Hey.
Hamburger Mary's. Yeah.
Their food is phenomenal. And that little area of Church Street like already kind of has some spooky vibes, so it doesn't surprise me. But so what this says is you may think you're just stopping for a delicious burger and entertaining drag show, but this Hamburger Mary's has a few more tricks up its sleeve. Located on Church Street in one of downtown Orlando's oldest districts, locals say this burger joint is home to the ghost of a young girl from the 1800s. She's known to tap on the windows, wave at guests, and skip down the street late at night.
Get out.
That would freak me out. That would absolutely terrify me if I saw a ghost like skipping down the street. But then
I'm just trying to eat my burger.
But then again, it is downtown Orlando. I feel like everybody's walking around like a zombie at a certain point.
Listen, a lot's happened downtown Orlando.
Yeah.
A lot, especially at the Beecham Theater, like at the Beecham.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I bet that place is super spooky.
Is it still open?
Yeah, the Beecham for sure. It's still open. It's still popping all week. But, you know, if you talk to the owners there, they'll tell you some stories.
There's always like a line down.
Maybe that could be one of the stories you can.
That would be cool. Yeah, to go get like the in-person story live in action. Okay, so the other one that's another popular spot downtown as well that a lot of people know about is Lake Eola. which is always, there's always people around Lake Eula. It's always a busy, like, pop-in spot. This says, no need to panic. This phantom dog has more in common with your own friendly pup than with the gruesome hounds of the Bakervilles. Witnesses say the small brown terrier frolics along the eastern side of the shore, then disappears into thin air. So it's a ghost dog.
What? Ghost dog. I would say the swans are what you'd be afraid of at Lake
Eula.
They're
evil. They're so mean.
He probably killed the dog.
Probably. Poor puppy.
Probably haunts them.
Yeah, he probably haunts the swans.
Poor puppy.
Wow.
So there's some spooky stuff. I know there's all kinds of other like stories, especially downtown. There's a whole ghost tour that goes down there. I would love to do that.
I would like to go on one of those.
Yeah. Just,
I heard like Savannah, you know, Savannah, Georgia.
I remember
like,
there was
a stuff. Jacksonville, St. Augustine.
I want to I want to do a ghost tour. Like, I want to go ghost hunting, like legit ghost hunting. I think that'd be so fun. Yeah.
We did, you guys remember Sunnyland? You guys remember what that was? Sunnyland was like a abandoned mental institution in Pine Hills.
Oh,
and
man.
And as kids in high school, I used to go to Popka High School. And, you know, one of our pastime during the weekend or whatever, you guys want to go to Sunnyland? And we would break in. To, you know, it was abandoned and you break in. And I don't know if people just took it to do things there or whatnot, but you would see like blood and chickens and this and that, and like rituals all over. Yeah, sacrifices all over.
Ooh.
Sometimes you would see like lights turn on where there was not any power there. Yeah,
that is freaky.
Well, see, Sean, that explains your whole thing. You brought something home with you.
I did. The cops caught us there one time, and then they told us, oh, yeah, this place is haunted. It's filled with asbestos. So
you're breathing all this stuff in.
Yeah, so we're like once they said, we don't even let our dogs go in there. We're like, all right, we're not coming back.
Yeah.
Like,
forget the possibility of ghosts and psycho serial killers, but do not mess with asbestos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. If you guys get a chance to Google Crawford Road, it's in Virginia. I won't go into all that, but, you know, colonial Crawford. Virginia is a lot of stuff. Old slave stuff and a lot of stuff over there that you would not want to experience yourself. So, but guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Today has been a super fun show. We had super good food. We got scared and we didn't have to eat the hot stuff.
No spicy.
We made it.
Only sweet for Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No tricks. Like, I'm telling you, it was not meant to be this time.
I spun it again and it didn't land on it. Landed on
only treats, no tricks tonight.
That's right. But guys, I want to invite you to our website. It's brand new. Go to radiorejects.live. Took
some
me
love.
A while to go there. That's where everything is. So all of our shows are there. All of our videos are there. There's even a blog there. You can actually fill out a form if you want to be a guest on the show.
Or a sponsorship opportunity.
And a sponsorship opportunity. So definitely head to radiorejects.live and you can catch us there. So Sean, where can we catch you?
Hey, Omar _ Lil Sean on Instagram or Sean Power on Facebook. Also, if you need any help with life insurance, I gotcha. And if you get in a car accident or anything, let me know. Anywhere in the United States, just let me know. Just, you know, message me and I'll get the right help. You know, we got the right network to help you out.
Awesome.
And Nora.
You can find me at Nora Loves Orlando. Now you know with Nora here on the show, but it's Nora Loves Orlando on Instagram, on TikTok, and on Facebook. And if you need to buy a home, sell a home, or looking for investment properties, I'm your girl. I'll be doing free buyer's consultations all of November. So coffee is on me. Just send me a DM.
Can you do it dressed as Cleopatra?
If you really want me to. I have no problem dressing up like this any day.
She's awesome. Nice. If you need a home, if you're selling your home, that's your person.
I'm your girl.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, guys, and I am the podcast doctor. If you have a podcast you want to start, or if you already do, or if you own a small business and want to increase your reach, just hit me up. It's thepodcastdoctor.com, or just DM any of us on the show, and we will hook you up. So, guys, I wanted to say thank you all for tuning in, and guess what? Woo. We will catch you later!
No fuimos! Fix your face.